Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Dave Benton, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Just a reminder that you can access any of the archive segments for this show and for Ebling and you during the week by going to 1320wils.com. We have people who are also listening to the stream version all around the world, and I just got a text message that people are hearing us up north,
hearing us
live up there. So with the expanded signal on a beautiful summer day, you can pick us up wherever. Let's go out to our phones, 393-3700, 393-3700. Let's try Jerry from Lansing. Hello, Jer.
Good morning, Jack. Good morning, Dave.
Morning.
If you have listeners up north, I can think of maybe two. That would be Sasquatch and Diamond Jim.
Well, you know, Tom Crawford's up there. He's probably listening.
Yeah, that's true, Jack. And it's funny you mentioned Tom, because I kind of tweaked you about it on Facebook, but I don't mind hitting you between the eyes again. I kind of relish it. You have a pretty much blanket college football coverage in mid-July, and I do smell kind of a Wolverine co-host in some of the programming here.
Well, you know, when we get a chance to talk college football, it's hard to turn that down, and we wanted to give Tom something that might make him come back.
Well, I could appreciate that, but I'm more.
We weren't going to do it talking about the Yankees.
Most concerned about what it's done to you, Jack. You know, it's a well-known dynamic. The junkie always, always drags down the enabler. Okay, it's never the other way around. And tall Tom isn't even in the studio, and you've got college football. It's pretty sad, but anyway, yeah, interesting week. Lousy All-Star game. And by the way, Dave, Phil Hughes doesn't need me to defend him, but. Greg Norton.
I love Phil Hughes.
Greg Thornton did not exactly, cover his back the other night.
Hey, I have a more important question for you, Jerry.
I love Phil Hughes. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Phil Hughes. He had a bad night.
Why is it that when Bob Shepard has his funeral, not one present or past Yankee showed up at the funeral? Why is that?
I had not heard about that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Moment. But leave it to Jack.
Well, when was the funeral?
Obscure and offensive to the Yankee fans, but I don't know, Jack. I'd like to look into it.
Derek Jeter was very sad he could not be there, but he always has the introduction that he had at the All-Star.
When was the funeral? Because I'm wondering
this week.
Because that's what I'm saying is I'm shocked that Jeter didn't go.
Yeah,
I honestly am shocked that Jeter didn't go.
Well, he had the game.
And yeah,
I'm going to guess between the All-Star game, between the ESPYs, between Steinbrenner's passing. I think it might bear a little bit more scrutiny, Jack. But who knows? I guess I don't know the answer to that. And it is interesting.
Does George Steinbrenner deserve to be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, if Billy Kuhn is in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I've listed people in this market say that Marvin Miller has no business anywhere near the Hall of Fame, and I'd be happy to debate that with anybody anytime. But I think Steinbrenner, based on what other owners are in the Hall of Fame, the names escape me, but certainly based on the accomplishments of the franchise under his stewardship, you could probably make a strong case.
The one argument that you can always make for Steinbrenner is people have always known who he is. He's been good for baseball, whether you liked him or not, and he's won championships.
Well, it's a tale. It's funny. It's a tale of two Georges, guys. It's right. The first 20 years when he was a raving lunatic and completely egocentric, and really I thought damaged the franchise and really damaged the reputation of Yankee name. But it's amazing what
A couple rings will do for you.
You have a suspension from baseball, and really at that point it was going to be permanent under Faye Vincent.
Right.
Also, with some unexpected and continual success, as well as health problems, I think coincided to kind of keep George in line those later years. But
turning over the day-to-day operations of the team, and because of those health problems, probably helped his image.
Yeah, the one. You asked about the Hall of Fame, Jack. The one other point I might make is one thing that might hold him back. I'm not sure well with the writers, but those two suspensions from baseball were unique and pretty damaging, I think, to his overall reputation. I think that might be a point of contention.
Be interesting to see, but you can get into some great debates on who belongs in the Hall of Fame and who doesn't.
And you can find basically anybody who will argue for it or against any player. Or owner, or coach.
You can make the same set of arguments with Al Davis in football, probably.
Well, let's debate the nature of the voting and who votes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what is it of the Hall of Baseball sign, Jack? What is it? Pretty much the Baseball Writers Association.
It is, other than the Veterans Committee.
I mean, you could really have an interesting debate about the validity of that particular process too. So
sure, yeah,
anyway.
Absolutely. All right, Jer, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Enjoy the show, guys. Take care. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too,
Dave. It's been fun here to do this today,
yeah.
And we'll do this again. But it's a couple of weeks we've had a chance to do it, and you also sat in the other chair, I guess. Well, how'd you do that when I was in China? Tom was here and you were over there?
Yeah, Tom still played the point guard.
Okay.
Yep, except unless a couple times he walked out of the studio and then so, you know, I had to take over. But no, Tom and I, just like you and I are doing just now.
Now, Crawford and I should both take off some week and just let you and Scott handle the show.
Hey, there you go.
We never get back in the chairs. You guys would have it and that'd be the end of the show.
No, I am more than willing. I will let you guys take a trip tomorrow if you want. I will move in
there
as soon as I can.
In fact, you should go see Zach again in China.
Yeah, you can go take my vacation
for
me, Jack.
Absolutely. A long trip.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, real quick, before we get out of this, real quick, because we've been talking about Michigan all day long.
Yeah.
How many wins they're going to have, how much it's going to take to keep Rich Rod, all that.
Yep.
When you look at their schedule.
Yep.
How many wins do you see?
7.
Where does the surprise win come from?
Doesn't.
Really?
7 wins equals a surprise somewhere.
You got to have a surprise win.
No, I think they're going to win 3 games in the non-conference. They're going to lose at Notre Dame.
Okay.
And they're
going to
go 4-4.
Well, if you go 4-4, that means you'd beat Indiana, Illinois, and Purdue. But that means you'd have to beat Michigan State or Iowa or Penn State or Wisconsin or Ohio State. You got to beat one of those teams.
Well, I don't think that's a surprise, beating Michigan State. That game is a toss-up right now. In fact, I think we heard last week that Michigan is favored in that game.
How can they be favored right now when it's the
season?
Well,
it is a home
reported.
Game. It is a home game.
Yeah, I mean, all the magazines pick what the records are going to be and how many games they're going to win. And you can bet futures in Vegas on these games. You know, you can. I would think that Michigan playing at home, Michigan State hasn't beat them 3 years in a row since the 60s. So,
would your opinion change if Tom Crawford was sitting in that seat across from you?
Well, of course. If Tom Crawford was sitting in the chair across from me, I would. I think Michigan State has 2 toss-up games. I think they'll either beat Wisconsin at home or they'll win at Michigan. I don't think they'll win both. And I think whatever that happens the first week will dictate what happens the second week.
Okay. Fair enough.
I think they're going to split those 2 games.
Mark it down right now.
All right.
Wisconsin loses to Michigan at Michigan November 20th.
Okay. Possible.
To get Michigan there.
To get them where? To 7?
7-5.
Okay. All right. I want to thank all of our special guests, Dr. Tom Jamieson, who has been to the British Open courses, all of them, and just shot 72 on his last trip over to St. Andrews. Mark Snyder of the Detroit Free Press, appreciate his insight on the new Michigan Stadium. Tom Dienhart of Rivals.com. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnv.com. And Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com. Don't forget, you can go to 1320WILS.com, listen to any of the podcast segments of this. I want to thank our producer, Scott Eckersley, Dave Benton, for filling in for Tom Crawford. Tom will be back next week. Have a great weekend, everyone.